On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU football team wraps up their season this week with a game against the Minot State Beavers. Wide receiver and senior Jody Henningsen with us. Jody, you have certainly had your fair share of adversity this year, injured for it seemed like most of the year. How important is it in your mind of just getting back onto the field and finishing your career on a high note?
It's really important just to be out there. Most important to me is just being out there with the guys, you know, sitting out. It was 4 weeks. It's a bummer to sit there and watch, but finishing out strong is pretty important to me. So,
you come back and the offense gets things figured out. I don't know, maybe it was just your absence all along, but in your mind, these last two games, what's been the secret to the offense's success?
I'd like to think it's me, but I think it goes a little beyond that. But we know we just finally, once we started rolling, once we started getting things clicking, it just kept going. And, you know, we got a lot of talent and just needed to find that spark, and we did. So,
people that have never played football maybe don't understand what it's like to not play because of an injury. It's my understanding that you were begging and pleading and doing everything possible to get on the field earlier than you did. That's the nature of football, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's a pretty tough, brutal sport. But, you know, if you can't rush something like that, trainers, they know what they're doing. So they spent a lot of time with us, and just had to listen to them and just bite my teeth and just keep quiet as much as I can. But just these last 3 weeks have just been a blast being back out there with the guys. So.
What were you able to do to contribute while you were on the sidelines?
You know, I'm these last 4 weeks I've made a pretty good cheerleader. Now, Coach Riggers and I talk. I just keep my eyes open. I'm kind of like a coach on the field when I was sitting out, you know, checking out coverages and just helping out the guys that were in. So,
as a group of wide receivers, you guys are very, very good. You just look at you walking down the halls here on campus or anything, and there isn't a one of you that is a flat-out beast of a physical specimen. Maybe Brian Leanhart at tight end is a little bit, but what makes you guys as a group so darn good?
Well, Brian's a freak, but we don't mention him. But we just these last 4 years, we're all seniors. We've all been together so long, and there's not one guy that we don't get along with. We have a lot of fun together, and I think that on and off the field camaraderie just carries, and you know, we play and help each other out. We got each other's backs.
This is a huge senior class this year, one of the biggest that I can remember as of late. How close are you to not only your fellow offensive seniors, but the defensive guys too?
It's been a long ride. Everybody on this team, that's one thing that I love and that I'll take the rest of my life, is just the way we all come together, and we're all friends and real close, and we go to battle with each other every week. So, I mean, it's just a blast.
What's the future have in store for you?
Haven't figured it out yet, but once I do, maybe I'll shoot you an email and let you know.
Once a Beaver, always a Beaver. I'm sure you're going to be following the team in the future as well.
Definitely keep my eyes open for the BSU Beavers, always.
Jody, again, congratulations on getting back, and good luck this week.
Thank you very much.
For more information on the Beaver football team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.